All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Well, like I'd been mentioning earlier, we were supposed to have some live guests on the show this week, but they couldn't make it out. So I usually prepare a lot of music for the show when I know I'm doing a full 3 hours without guests, but I did not have all that music put together, so I had to sort of jump around and get some things ready for you. So you got a lot of great new stuff in the mix this week that wasn't necessarily going to be played. I went out last night and saw my old friend John Shane. He was in the area playing down at his former high school down in Byfield, Massachusetts, and got to go down there and check him out and also see Bill Newton, who plays harmonica on the road with John a lot. They're good friends, and it was great to see them. So, since I didn't have all that music, I got to plug in some of their stuff. So we're going to hear a track from John's latest CD right now called Ordinary Cats, and we're going to follow it up with the one from Bill Newton's band, Duke Street Dogs. That's a tongue twister. You didn't warn me about that, Bill. And we'll check something out from them right after that. All right, right now, though, John Shane, If You Ever Flew Away on Out of the Woods.
If I was a brown fox sparrow kicking leaves beneath the branches, watching the rain fall from the tree. If I was a brown fox sparrow watching the rain fall from the tree, I would fold my feathers round me, stitch a rail, and float to sea. If I was a golden eagle perched on some lonely crag, looking down at gathering clouds, if I was a golden eagle looking down on gathering clouds, I would drop like a stone through water, crying your name the whole way down. If I was a meadowlark on that fence post over yon, calling out the colors of the sky, if I was a meadowlark calling out the colors of the sky, I would have no song to spite you, nor no reason for to fly. If I was a moaning catbird with no nest to my name, hungry in the heat of day, if I was a moaning catbird
take refuge in the shadows. In the shadows, I would stay.
saving some mystery for a gold shackle bed. Love would last forever if we'd only stay interested. Common law cousin kisses, Dutch uncle, and the weak sister cries when she cracks his knuckles. She read my mind when she said, I'm lonely, please come home. I'm lonely, please come home. I'll show you my true ways. Humor so sharp, quick and clever. Fingers a dark breeze for the pleasure. These offhand remarks are so blunt and casual as she slides across the bed with claws and perfectness. She read my mind when she said, I'm lonely, please come home. I'm lonely, please come home. I'll show you my true ways. I will show you my true ways. Throw in sympathy wrapped tight with malice. We're so damaged, our kisses turn careless. First cut isn't the deepest, it's only the first. She read my mind when she said, I'm lonely, please come home. I'm lonely, please come home. I'll show you my true ways. She read my mind when she said, I'm lonely, please come home. I'm lonely, please come home. I'll show you my true ways. I will show you my true ways.
Take me to the station. To pass through here again. Once I was a rich man, but now I am so poor. Your life, have I felt like this before? Your heart is like a diamond. You throw your pearls at swine. Gone. take me to the airport and put me on a plane. I've got no expectation to pass through here again.
Amanda Piercy for you here on Out of the Woods. The old Jagger Richards number there for you, some Rolling Stones. And No Expectations, that's from her new CD, Royal Street. And I like that one a lot. Very nice stuff there. She was in touch recently, so thanks, Amanda, for that. That's great. Tim Easton in there, going back a few years to his album Break Your Mother's Heart. We heard True Ways from that one. The Duke Street Dogs, I got it right that time, from their self-titled debut. That's the group featuring Bill Newton on harmonica, and he sang that one too for you. Minglewood Blues, and I saw Bill last night down in Byfield, Mass, along with my buddy John Shane, and we took a track at the top of the set from his Ordinary Cats CD, and If You Ever Flew Away. Some nice slide stuff on that one. Well, I hope you're feeling all relaxed now here in Out of the Woods, because I think we're going to relax you even more. I believe Pinecone Pete is in the studio, so stick around. He'll be right along shortly. Going to play a track right now from Happy Trom, though. And here's Relax Your Mind on Out of the Woods.
Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Ooh. Makes you live a great long time. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. Like when you're driving your automobile, keep your eyes on that windshield. Got to relax your mind. And when the light turns red, put your foot down to the brake pedal. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. And when the light turn green, ooh, put your foot on the gasoline. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Whoa, it makes you feel like cherry wine. To the railroad track. Ooh, now he forgot to relax. One time that he should have relaxed his mind. Relax your mind, Pat. Sometimes
to relax your mind.
So, okay, this is Pinecone Pete. Hello, everybody. Hello, Chip. We're broadcasting from the barn, but we're...
Good evening.
Okay.
This is Marie again with you.
Oh, Marie, I'm watching YouTube fellow coordinates from Colby Sawyer College. And Marie is an ASMR expert. And I've been told that I've been a little bit neurotic lately. So a friend of mine told me I should get into ASMR, which stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. I'll say that again, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. I really enjoy saying it. I almost feel like a dolphin clicking. Anyway, so the thing is, this is not a naughty thing. It's just people who get on YouTube and whisper things to you. And I got to tell you, I'm getting a little bit addicted. And some of this is giving me ideas for some of my friends, like Andy Trailer Hitch and Ludafisk Larry and his wife, Lefsa Lucy, and others up here in Pine Mountain Club. A lot of us could use a little, you know, calming down and a little bit less of the neurotic gossip that goes on in small towns and so forth, and a little less of the, well, let's just listen to.
This video is going to be fully dedicated to your relaxation.
She's got a nice Scandinavian accent. So you can hear her high heels clicking, which is nice.
I'm going to be...
See, already getting my voice quieter.
Fall asleep faster.
Yeah, well, I don't need to fall asleep.
Make you feel more relaxed and be ready for your night's sleep. Start with the loudest part.
See, the cows will respond to me better if I don't, you know, pull on their udders so hard when I'm milking them. She's got a brush now.
She's going to... You have my Wonder Brush. I try and hear the sound of it when you run your fingers
over. See, I get tingles up my spine when I listen to her scrape her brush like that with her fingernails.
Nice as well as sound.
So I'm going to tell Larry and Lucy about this. She's clicking her nails on the edge right now. It's like a really nice grade school teacher that stood really close to you while she, you know, helped you with your paper.
And,
you know, kind of whispered in your ear and stuff like. Or Bob Ross, the guy who taught people how to paint, you know, on TV. And they got role playing. They got people pretending to give you a haircut and fit you for a good suit, you know, cowboy boots. Oh, she's really doing the I've never seen anybody do a brush like this, Marie. Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling relaxed already. Autonomous sensory meridian response. She's just tingles, you know, and she's making me feel relaxed. So I have an idea. She's brushing her hair now.
Now, if you are completely relaxed, I would like to blow smoke into just a moment.
She's going to blow smoke right now. Oh, my goodness. Good grief.
I have this wonderful
candle. But what about the dental visit one? Relaxing dental visit. Are you ever afraid to go see the dentist, Chip? Well, then you just go see her.
Hi, I'm Krista.
Krista.
I'm your dental hygienist today. I'm going over your chart, and I've got the room all set up for you. Are you ready?
I'm totally ready.
Okay, just have x-rays. I'm going to take a close look at your gums. And we're also going to do some in-office bleaching.
In-office bleaching with autonomous sensory meridian response. She's putting her mask on. No. Well, I'm having sensitivity towards your voice, Krista.
Right. Or just to look for cavities between the teeth.
I am addicted. I'm addicted. So the idea is we're going to get one of these gals to whisper to the cows. I'm going to, like, role play with them, have them imagine being milked by a very attractive ASMR role player here from YouTube. I'm going to hire somebody to make that, and then I'm going to get a fake haircut, and we'll see how it goes. We'll see if the cows are going to be producing sweeter milk with less anxious moos. Let's get back to the music now. And we'll be back later with more Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. I love singing that.
Jim, whenever you're ready, just hit it.
She was one heck of an erotic mess. When she wasn't angry, she was depressed. Losing her friends, losing her mind. A problem person of the very worst kind. But one day was shopping in a health food store. She sees relaxation tapes galore. She slowly takes one down from the shelf. She is a skeptic, but she needs help. She takes it home, she puts her headphones on. When she hears his voice, her problems are gone. He tells her that the world is a marvelous place. He tells her to relax her earlobes, her face, her neck, her shoulders, her back, her arms. His voice is so soothing, she succumbs to his charms. Every night she listens to the magical tape. Her dreams become a nocturnal escape. She envisions the body attached to the voice. And when she awakes, she knows she has no choice. She must find him whatever it takes. The man, the voice on the relaxation tape.
She must find him whatever it takes. The man, the voice on the relaxation tape.
To the company are not in vain. When he made the recording, though he didn't give his name, he was kind of a philosopher, somebody said, on his way to a convention of Grateful Dead heads. She packs up her bags, headed out west, caught up with the dead, but by now he had left, which made her happy, cause she had never seen so many tie-dyed weirdos, if you know what I mean. Then she followed him to a health retreat, where rich people paid to be told what to eat, where they bathed in mud to clean their minds, learned to levitate the bodies of the big behinds. But she had just missed him, cause he had moved on to a cryogenic center in Oregon. In case you don't know what cryogenics is about, it's where they freeze your body when your heart checks out. They store you in a locker for as long as it takes to find out what killed you in the very first place. I won't go on cause it's kind of gory. Anyway, it's not the point of the story, which is she must find him whatever it takes. The man, the voice on the relaxation tape.
She must find him whatever it takes.
The man, the voice on the relaxation tape.
And then the leaves turn brown. The leaves turn green. The leaves turn brown. And then the leaves turn green. And then the leaves turn brown.
In rap language, that means 3 years have come and gone.
But she never found her relaxation man. So she moved back home. She made a new plan. She stopped eating sugar. All meat products. Exercised every day. Had a firm buttocks. Stopped drinking coffee, whiskey, and wine. Soon she achieved true peace of mind. On the very same day, the relaxation tape broke. Was she upset about it? No, cause she realized she didn't need help. Now she knew how to take care of herself. But later that day, in Grand Central Station, down her way to Saratoga for a little vacation, she heard the announcer say,
Rack 37.
It was the voice. She thought she was in heaven. She ran to the bushes and said, where have you been? I've been looking for you since Lord knows when. He smiled at her. He took her hand. She couldn't believe it. She found the relaxation man.
He smiled at her. He took her hand.
She couldn't believe it. She found the relaxation man.
That night they went out to a very fancy place. The food was French, the tablecloths lace. When he talked to her with that incredible voice, guess what happened? I have no choice but to tell you the truth. His voice was so soft and so soothing, she fell asleep. And when she awoke, he was gone, the creep. And so was her pocketbook with all of her money that he is spending on his brand new honey. What's the moral of the story? I don't know. But now it's intermission and I gotta go. Bye.
Wanted to be like him. When Esther Williams made movies, we all lined up to learn how to swim. When Fred Astaire made movies, the whole world learned to dance. When Catherine Deneuve made movies, we all wanted to move to France. When Julia Child was on TV, we all learned how to cook. When I Love Lucy was a hit, so was that red-headed look. Yet when Angelina Jolie makes a movie and her co-star is a gun, we're supposed to believe violent images don't influence anyone. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There's 315 million Americans, 4 million in the NRA. That's 1.26% of us who bully to get their way. They want everybody packing pistols in churches, bars, and schools. But if all of us carry weapons, all of us are fools. 98.74% of us are not in the NRA. That's 311 million of us who want to live to see another day. But in the last 24 hours, 82 more Americans were killed with a gun. In homicides, how do we compare to the world? We're number one. We're number one. We're number one. We're number one. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Whoever thought we'd see the day you couldn't smoke in restaurants? We put limits on behaviors that sometimes curb our personal wants. We do it for the greater good, what is best for all. This is a civilized democracy, not a Wild West barroom brawl. There's 300 million firearms from sea to shining sea. Some say it's too late to do anything, but I disagree. When they do gun buybacks in California, they run out of money before they run out of guns. History has taught us some wrongs can be undone. So please don't sit there silently. Tell everybody how you feel. Let's strengthen our collective backbones. Let's be that squeaky wheel. We'll do it for the children of Newtown, Aurora, Colorado, too. For Columbine, Virginia Tech, we do it for you, and you, and you, and you. We can do this. Together 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 we can do this.
I'm with you, Christine, definitely. Christine Lavin, a brand new topical track about the gun debate. And yeah, I don't usually get all political on the show, but that shouldn't even be a political issue. That's just common sense. It's really kind of ridiculous, this whole thing. But anyway, yeah, just brand new. You can actually download that track for free from ChristineLavin.com if you go over there. It's called Cary Grant, if you're looking for it. When Cary Grant Made Movies is actually the title of the song. We had Christine in there as well with something even funnier. I don't want to say that last one was funny. It wasn't, but she's a funny gal. And we heard The Voice on the Relaxation Tape, an old live track that I took from the Song Poets Prime CD's 5th Anniversary Collection. Of course, that's 1-800-PRIME-CD, which they don't exist anymore, at least as they were. But we do miss that label. That was a great label. What else did we have in there? Yes, Pinecone Pete talking to you and relaxing you. We had Happy Trom in there starting off the set. We heard Relax Your Mind, and hopefully we did, at least until that last track. And now you're all thinking again and all worried about things and upset and outraged. Well, you should be. But anyway, you're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. We'll be with you until 9 o'clock local time. Plenty of music left to go here, as we have every Friday. I'll give out the email address one more time, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com, if you want to get in touch. And the phone line for the locals, if you're listening live and local on a Friday night, 526-3494. Go ahead, get in touch. And we got a quick break to take, but we'll be right back after this.